So we was representing. We go up to the front. We walking in, and whoop, we get stopped by the publicist. So they're like, "Is your name on the list?" "Yeah, bitch." We say who we are and everything. I don't see your name. Check the other list. I don't see the name.
Mind you, they had like seven lists.
Seven? Who under what? Matt unorganized. Whose name? I don't know who the fuck. We coming in, you know, we're repping somebody. Just get us in this motherfucker. That's all we care about. So anyway, we at the door. So, you know, Lola's nice. Me, I'm ready to fucking go crazy. But she's coming. We representing a big, big, you know, media outlet. So I have to pipe it down. So these bitches are busy, like, fucking, I don't know what they're doing, trying to call whoever the fuck. Anyways, half hour? We standing there a whole motherfucking half hour. I told the bitch, look, just call whoever the fuck you gotta call. We got to get in this bitch. If not, we're gonna give a motherfucker bad review without even seeing what the fuck he's doing.
Allow me to reintroduce myself.
Alright, we're back once again. This is episode 3.
Episode 3 was Cinnamon Jones.
Liquid Lace Online Radio Show. We're here in Yonkers, the Vault Studios, up in Yonkers with my crew. My baby Dutch baby. What's up,
yeah,
Dutchie?
Yeah, what up?
I got Lola Bunny.
Hi.
And I got my candy by my side. And I got some special guests up in here. We got Big Six.
Good.
The Six, what's up with his crew up in here? Where y'all from?
Asbury Park,
New Jersey. Oh, wow, you came far, right? Yeah. Let me apologize on radio because I'm like, what, an hour late or something. I do apologize for that. But we're going in soon. But before we do, I want to say thank you to my listeners. I'm 500 subscribers strong. That's what's up. Thank you for listening to my Liquid Lace because I be dripping that industry dirt all day, every day. That's how we do up a Liquid Lace. So, Lola, where was we this week? We was hitting the streets.
We were running
the streets hard body. So hard it was not funny. She calls me up. Let's go to a play. I'm like, oh, fuck, a play. Fuck, we gonna go to a play for?
I had to get you some culture this week.
Yeah, I had to get my thuggism out of the way. But actually, we ended up at Jim Jones. What's his monologue?
You heard about that?
That shit was fire. Well, what was it?
It was hot.
I was surprised. I mean, it was bullshit. I'm going in. Fuck that. I'm gonna tell you what it was bullshit about. Let me break it down. As a publicist as I am, right? You know, I'm the type of person that, fuck it. I don't give who you are. You could be the first magazine dropping. You don't even have to have a page up. Just tell me you're a magazine. I'm going to give you mad love. Anyway, we go up to the door and we represent. Can we say who we're representing up at?
We're
not going to say who.
Big dog.
Yeah,
I mean. Not going to come to Liquid Lace.
Wait, hold on. I'm looking for that sponsor.
That's a strong, all
I gotta say is a real strong website that everybody wanna be up in there.
Everybody
be feeling for that shit. Anyway, so I guess, you know, me talking shit, you know, the thugs out there was listening.
It wasn't no dudes, it was bitches.
Too many ice creams up in the motherfucker. You know what I mean? Yeah, too many ice creams. Yeah, haters. Anyway.
That would have been my kind of party.
So, there goes Dutch.
Melting the ice creams.
Anyway. Long story short, we get up in there. After all that bullshit, the bitch goes, you could go in. You know what the Cinnamon Joes wanted to do. So anyway, we proceed to walk in and everything. We start seeing all these people. We got Dipset, are they still Dipset? What the fuck is going on now? Skullgang, Dipset, you know. Anyway. So we're going up in there and we finally have a seat, you know. See some of my peoples. It's the whole media outlets. We go, we're like, oh shit, we're looking at the spot. A decent little theatrical. So Lola laughs at me because I'm like, damn, we off Broadway. So she thought it was a joke, but it's real. We're off Broadway. We go up
Where's
in there.
Off Broadway, like
LES? Nah, we was on 37th Street. We was on 37th off Broadway. So anyway, so tell them more because, you know, I mean, Go ahead, Lola.
I have to say, I love Jim Jones. I love everything they do. It's a little crazy or whatever. But the expectations was mad low. I'm like, Jim Jones in the play? Like, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the thing that should surprise you, though.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Yo, it was mad low.
Well, he was acting?
He was acting.
Oh, my God.
Yo, it's
really good, though.
Production.
Right.
A musical. So, I mean, it's everything. It was like crazy. They had the set was like...
Harlem.
Like, did it have... Thugs coming out for
where? Nah, but
this is how it works.
Right.
It was like, so it was like the set, you know, you have the set, it's like a street on Harlem, and they had a live band up on the corner.
Mm-hmm, right.
And, you know, they have all these actors and everything, and everybody's coming out, and the actors are really actors. They're not just some of his friends from the 140.
They were actually, you know, the audience with us. Yeah.
Yeah. So then it goes like that. You know, it goes like that. And basically, it's a script. They telling this. You watching a production, and then at different points throughout it, he goes into the songs on his album.
Right. I mean, it was crazy. They had crackheads up in there. They looked like crackheads. It was crazy. It was hot. But the most funniest shit was his own crew was fucking catching all his glitches.
Right.
At one point, we didn't even know Jim fell on stage. His boys was like, oh, Capo fell. We was like, oh, he fell. So it was like, damn, you getting like all these glitches are coming from his own peoples and shit. And Jewel's keep looking back, baby. You should come up on Liquid Lace. You know who we are because you kept staring at us. Hard body.
Ooh.
Anyway.
wasn't nobody staring at you?
Yes, they were. It must have been that cucaracha in back of me because
nothing else. Must have been something hanging off that chest.
I'm living proof that crime do pay.
Uh-huh.
I'm living proof that crime do pay.
Yeah. That nigga says.
I'm living proof that crime do pay.
Listen.
I'm living proof that crime do pay.
Every word that I spit at you. Listen, homie, I'm living proof. The cracks on the stove and the gats in the living room. I pass you the O's till they bury me in a tomb. They trap us with rules, ain't no love for us criminals. All we got is struggling fate, hustling weight. One way till we stuck in a cage. Crack, coke, dope, what's the coming of age? A newborn is born with one foot in the grave. I was born one foot in the days, born one foot in the rage. I gotta make it out this maze. I was raised like a slave, came without no wage. Turn the page, how I'm gonna make it out this phase. Introduce me to crack cocaine. Teach me how to catch those trains and turn over that propane. Now the clothes and the dough and the bad hoes came. Whoever told you that crime don't pay? When your mind ain't straight and your fate's just a grind away. Whoever told you that crime don't pay? When there's no time to waste and your cake's just dividing away. Whoever told you that crime don't pay? When your mind ain't straight and your fate's just a grind away. Whoever told you that crime don't pay? When there's no time to waste and your cake's just dividing away.
What's up, VJ?
What's going on? How you feeling?
VJ's a stylist, y'all. He's a great stylist. We're going to talk about VJ and his styling. He's a stylist. Big time. It's a big dog I got here.
Shoes.
Yeah. Big dog up in here. He's definitely hot. But we're going to get into VJ in a second. Hey. But I want to let everybody know.
Bum is a look.
Yep, definitely. There you go. But we want to definitely thank us. We have some sponsors. We have Bling Radio up in Chicago. What's up, Miss Bling? She's our sponsor. 21/7 Magazine. Good looking now. I saw you guys up at the Fila party last night. Fila Wu-Tang party. 21/7 was there. I met the ladies of 21/7.
And they didn't get to meet Nine because I was in.
They didn't get to meet Nine, but they... Yeah, 21/7, a new magazine. They're dropping. They're doing their thing online right now. But I know they're going to go into print soon.
Measurements. 21/7. Yeah, but artists, hold on. Because there's going to be, y'all are raising a lot of questions. Basically, 21/7 is for artists who only need 3 hours of sleep.
Mm.
You get it?
3 hours.
Only 3 hours of sleep.
I need more than that right now.
Uh-oh. Lola, she got the face.
You know what I need
that. I'm still trying to figure this out. I'm going to let them live, though, because that's the name they choose, so I'm not going to go in. But
why are you?
I'm not here.
listen,
okay. I don't hate.
All right.
I celebrate.
You congratulate.
Who else is sponsoring us? Definitely.
Cherry Pepsi.
Nah, they should. They should sponsor.
And the goose should be sponsored.
Yup, and the goose. We need goose. We need some liquor sponsors. So anyway, VJ, let us know who, I mean, what you do and how you started and everything.
How I started?
Yeah.
I used to just kick rocks and it's how I kind of fell into styling. My mentor, June Ambrose, when I was younger, I had an internship in the year, summer 95, I was interning with American Express. I was a school majoring in travel and tourism. So I was interning at American Express for the summer.
Did you have your black card?
Nah, I didn't even know that existed back then.
I doubt it, right? Nah, I don't think so.
It existed back then.
You don't have an American Express.
Didn't know about it. You just can't say nothing.
I didn't know.
I don't like American Express. You got to pay on time.
Yeah.
I can't fuck with that.
Y'all had credit cards?
Yeah, at 18. I had credit card 18. Had. Now it's debit, baby. Rush card. What's up, Russell Simmons? I love the baby fat Rush card.
Yo, I love your jacket.
You love my jacket? Yeah, pissed off at me because he says I didn't buy him to the Fila party last time.
No, but he got to understand.
I was looking out for my baby, and I don't want to say it on air, but I was looking out for him. But definitely the next one, I'm going to throw him into the sharks if that's what he wants me to do.
No. I love you. I just got to say, I love your jacket.
Thank you.
I really love it.
Fila. I met the president of Fila yesterday, John Joe, Mashallah. Right, yes. Mad love. But definitely, let's talk about, VJ.
So as I was saying, summer 95, I was interning American Express. But my mentor at the time, she was working at the Source magazine. Big shout out to Jeanette Rose. And she was a fashion editor there at Source magazine.
Wow.
So when I was done with my internship with American Express in the afternoon, when I got off, I went straight to the Source magazine, which was on Broadway at the time between Spring and Prince. Samani, I'm like 16. Yeah, 16 at the time. So I was just tagging along, just soaking everything up like a sponge. This was my first time on a video set when they did the video for Red and Meth, How High.
It was in the Bronx, actually, at a gun range,
on the low gun range, in the back of Gun Hill Projects, right underneath the
Shout to Gun Hill.
Yeah, shout to Gun Hill Projects. Yeah.
That's my special effects. Yeah.
Long story short, through her, I just remained underneath her wing, and I went to school. When I graduated from high school, I went to BMCC, basically following somebody else's dream.
Word, I couldn't get into there.
Yeah.
Damn. Word.
Team Gray.
City College.
So,
I want to know the dirt.
Okay, hold on.
What's the dirt you want to know?
I want to know the dirt.
Okay, but hold on.
Wait, hold on what?
I'm sorry for interrupting you, but I just got to get this out. Okay, have you seen The Devil Wears Prada?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know the dude on Devil Wears Prada with the glasses that said, you know, ever since he was like 9 years old while his brothers was playing football,
yeah,
he was up at night with a flashlight, you know, with pink dresses and all that?
Yeah.
That wasn't you.
Just clarify that. So working with June Ambrose, right?
Yeah.
Did you do any, like, I know you've done some music videos and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, do you have to dress the girls? Do you be touching them when you dress them?
You know what? I'm going to keep it 100.
I need to know about this.
I'm
going to
keep it
100.
I want to be a stylist. One thing is, June, is that you don't ever want to F up your money.
Right.
You're basically known off of the last job you've done.
Right.
So I kept a professional.
But you never had
it. The way you sling it, you know.
Yeah, I always
sling it right.
I mean,
that's one thing. It's like when I'm on the
you
set.
You didn't touch a breast.
You didn't tat an ass.
You didn't squeeze a nipple.
Like, I give you a story, right?
He double taped.
But wait a minute.
Yeah, but I'm real professional.
Did the poo-poo smell?
I'll give you a story on that. I'll give you a story.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
I'll give you a story.
Okay. Right.
I did the video for Busta Rhymes, Make It Clap.
We're making it
up. We did that out in Cali. And what was that, probably like 2002, 2003?
Come on, VJ.
Okay.
He wants to see whose pussy was smelling.
I had to dress the girls. I had to put him, there's a scene with the French maids and all that. I had to dress the girls. I'm like, all right, cool. So this is one chick, and I had to, you know, put her in her attire. I had to put the earrings and all that shit on. I was like, yo, mom, you got to take your diamonds off. She's like, nah, I can't do that. I was like, yo. She's like, I never took them off before. I'm like, listen, you, that's not going to look appropriate for the scene. You got to change. She's like, all right. So, and the miss is just trying to get it into the clothes. I'm like, damn. Why did your earrings stink?
Ooh.
And she's like, yeah, I never take them off. And I noticed the diamond, it was a little cloudy and all that. So I'm like, damn, okay. I'm like, but I was just appalled because I'm like, I never knew behind your ears could stay. So all right, long story short, I got to know the chick and all that. And
do you still
want to
be a stylist, touch?
I come to find out she was from New York. And as I went to a little further investigation, it was super heavy.
Ooh. That's dirt. Yeah. So dripping.
Super heavy ear smell.
She gives super head, just moved in the building, even gave a super head.
Hold up. I just got the Liquid Lays on live radio show. VJ just drip the dirt. Super head. Mommy, what's up with them ears?
What's up with them ears, mom? Shit, so this is the chick is rapping about. I know a chick with your superhead.
I just co-signed her last week. God damn, mom.
She still got my vote.
You still bossable.
November 4th, I voted for her.
Bossable bosses, baby.
Yeah, I keep it 100, yo. A lot of dudes, they see these chicks, and they don't, you know, they going by what they see. But
so the diamonds weren't real, though.
The diamonds was, I don't know.
If they're cloudy, they ain't real.
No, that's because it was dirty.
Ooh. Damn, mom, you see, I still try to look out for you.
But she not shallow.
Maybe she was going through something at the time. I mean, maybe she was grinding.
2 seconds. That's what I'm saying.
2 seconds is like an hour for somebody.
A lot of these chicks you see on TV ain't what they are, man.
But okay, all right.
The poo-poo smell.
Would you still fucks with one of these bitches?
I have, bitch.
All right.
I learned my mistake,
would
bitch.
You still?
Nah, not now. I wouldn't.
You're lying.
No, I'm not lying because I have.
You don't want to put your job on the line.
I messed with one.
You want to put her name
tell
out?
Tell the story.
Nah, I can't put her name on that.
He already gave the
story. Tell the story.
Initials.
I'll give you this much. If you go back like probably a year ago, she was rated number, I think, 99 or 98 on the number one sexiest females, and she wasn't a celebrity.
On Double XL?
I think it was Smooth Magazine.
Yeah. Did her poo poo sting? Was she good? She was good.
I was good for like 2 years.
Wow, so she was really good, Ma.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know,
you wouldn't mind this.
What?
If one day Dutch steps in, because he's trying to be your assistant, but I don't think she's in the field anymore. Oh, she's not in the field anymore. So you still want her though, even if she's in the field.
The crazy thing is like
this nigga switches up. He doesn't want her no more.
Whole different thing.
As long as the other dude got money, I might get a little trippers over that.
Hey, do you? But my dudes need to know that these females in the video, they not all that. I call it the chisel effect. Once you chisel all that makeup off, it's right. Over. They gotta put so much maintenance to look the way they look.
You see, that's what I'm saying, BJ.
I like the
they need
shit,
my
you know?
Ladies. My ladies up at Liquid Lace. They're all real. They're flawless.
Yeah, I love makeup.
You know what I'm saying?
What makeup?
A little eyeliner? Look at that. That's what
eyeliner is not makeup.
Right. Nah, it is makeup, powder, cream.
Face on.
Face on, right? We don't got our face on. This is a natural. See, that's one thing. The ladies could get up. You know, you see them. They're lovely. That's my lady.
Like, there's nothing like natural beauty.
Natural beauty,
that's
baby.
Well, I support that. That's why I got a, like, a fetish for Latinas, yo.
You have a fetish for Latinas? Drip, drip, baby. Ooh, I'm afraid. VJ's gonna drip on the show. But anyway, wow. He gave us that dirt, that's though, and I love it. Nice. Thank you so much for coming through.
VJ.
And
oh, man.
Thank you.
I know, right? I wonder.
Applause, my people, applause.
It's a cherry Pepsi. It's a, oh, my God. Oh.
You
don't watch Entourage?
I love Oh, that's my show.
Yeah, yo. Yo. Nana's been dying to have me watch it, but every time I'm like, look, I got the baby in front of me. I can't watch Entourage.
Yeah, but she runs to watch True Blood, and when she tries to watch True Blood,
I have to switch it. Yes, I have to switch it. Niggas is fucking True Blood. I'm like, switch. I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, what about your man?
Yeah.
I thought that was my little brother.
Oh, yeah.
Right, that was nasty. That was nasty. Yeah. It's on YouTube, Ma. It's on YouTube.
He had his first sex scene on.
Oh, it was nasty. He was on the phone. That was nasty, though. It was nasty. I don't know. He looked whack, though. I'm sorry, Bow Wow. You look very fucking whack.
I mean, there's just something about another dude having sex that I can't watch. So.
Yeah, that was your first artist you worked with? Should have taught him something, Bow. Yeah, shit.
So that's like your little brother. How do you feel about that?
Damn. I wouldn't turn the channel, but he had a mommy on top of him. That yeah. was
nice. Nah, the chick was hot.
She was hot.
She
but...
was a, no, when he said that she was a porn star, I was trying to figure out who she was. What? Yeah, that was a porn. That was a porn. That was a real porn star that played that scene with him. So huh? I was trying to figure out.
I was looking.
Yo, but was it real though? Was they really fucking
that girl, or fire or something like that?
Nah, but they were saying that
they
were
wasn't
like,
really fucking.
They wasn't really fucking, right? Set. Nah. Fucking well, depends what set you're on too.
They did say that Halle Berry really fucked on set.
That's what they said, right? Yeah, that's what they said.
Monsters. This was. She gave him the plum like this, that.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
This was Monsters Ball, right?
Monsters Ball. Yeah.
Really, that happened?
No, I don't think so. I think I don't believe that.
I don't believe it, yo.
But he say, she say.
That was some real shit. Just for the movie. That was some real shit. Cause they do that close sets. They do that, but I don't. Nah, that's crazy.
Mm. Ooh, okay, that wraps up another Liquid Lace Online Radio. But before I do this wrap up, I want to give my team mad love. Thank you, team. Nyam the Remix Kid, my Lola Bunny, Candy by my side, my Duchess, yeah, Dutchy Dutch, and VJ. Thanks for coming up, VJ. Mad love for you. We caught them straight up. And we need sponsors, baby. We need them sponsors coming up. We actually sponsored this radio with Bling, Miss Bling, Bling Radio up in Chicago. We got Love from Chicago, 21/7 Magazine. Mm-hmm. You're the Movement. Thank you. Good looking now. They're actually putting our podcast on our podcast. You know my lingo. Our podcast on their radio show, Latina Baby All the Way. They actually. As long as you don't call me Mira, we good. We good up on this motherfucker. Pizza, just don't call me no Mira, Mira. So, yeah, basically, yourthemovement.com. We're actually going to be on their radio show. So, good looking out on that one.
Also, the subscribers. Shout
yes.
out to the subscribers.
500 D, baby, in just 2 episodes. Yes, definitely. Liquid Lace Online Radio Show at gmail.com. And go to myspace.com. /Liquid Lace Online Radio Show. Definitely join my Ning as well. Liquid Lace Online Radio. I mean, just Google me.
Yeah, Google,
Google Liquid Lace
Cinnamon
Online
Jones.
Radio. Cinnamon Jones.
Infamous
Google
Jones.
Us.
Also, big shout out for Big Six for coming through.
And right. And if you want to get in contact with my team, they're all on the Liquid Lace MySpace. My whole team is up in there. Give them love as well. You know, you want to get in touch with Dutch, with Candy, with Lola Bunny.
But not too close to Lola Bunny now.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh, that depends. Cause you know,
talking about the one eye.
You know.
Angels to Elo.
We leave that for. for Jewel Santana. Yes, we need you up daddy. Here, baby. Oh, she said, baby, daddy. We need you up in here, baby. Next week, we're going to have a special guest, Daytwan Thomas from XXL/King Magazine. Woo, Edit at Large is coming through. He's giving us love. Big dogs. We having big dogs up in here. That's what I'm saying. We have another special guest coming through. We hope Power can make it. Wu-Tang/Fila, because, you know, he bought that whole Fila deal with Wu-Tang. That's what's up. My man be breaking deals like crazy. So, you know, coming up, he's going to talk about his new venture with the bakery. Covenant Music. Covenant. You know, because Ace be getting on me because of that shit. Anyway, so, yeah, we're going to have a good show next week as well. So, tune in, stay tuned, and we love y'all.
Peace.